Welcome to Vix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website. In the Vix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Vix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced or reminiscent of Vix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be comparisons of original recordings that include Vix with interpretations of the same songs by modern musicians. I will also play a couple of sides by Vince Giordano's Nighthawks from their album Bill Chalice's Goldcat Project. These are songs that were never recorded by the Gene Goldcat Orchestra, so they are especially interesting. Well, let's get started with a comparison. First, I will play the recording by the modern musicians, and then this will be followed by Vix's recording of the same song. The groups of modern musicians that I chose are what Chip DeFa describes as traditionalists, musicians who play songs from the 1920s, following very closely the arrangements of the original recordings. Let's start with the music, and to begin with, I'd like to play You Took Advantage of Me, a recording by the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra. This comes from their 1998 CD entitled Rose Colored Glasses. It's a stomp off number 1334, a great CD that I highly recommend. You Took Advantage of Me, the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra adapts the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, which was arranged by Tom Satterfield, and the adaptation is by John Howard, the founder of the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra. The Chase Chorus is taken by Bob and John Howard, and the vocal is by the Starlight Boys. I believe Bruce Vermaisen, who was the musical director in this particular CD, Bob Schulz, who plays cornet, and John Howard, who plays alto saxophone and clarinet. The version of You Took Advantage of Me by the San Francisco Starlight Orchestra will be followed by the original version by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. It was recorded on April 25th, 1928, had the famous Chase Chorus between Frankie Trumbauer and Vix Beiderbecke. The vocal is by Bing Crosby, Jack Fulton, Charlie Gaylord, and Austin Young. So here are two versions of You Took Advantage of Me, one from 1998 and one from 1928. Thank you.
Noodles, sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will, but you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're going to shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You cooked my goose, and you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. Suffer something awful each time you go, much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Now I would like to turn to the New Wolverine Orchestra. This is composed of a number of Australian very talented musicians who play in the style of Vic Spiderbeck, of course, their name coming from the original Wolverine Orchestra that Vic played with in 1924. The side that I would like to play is Georgia on My Mind. This comes from a CD entitled The Vic Spiderbeck Legacy. It is number BWCD-3. It's a very nice CD with lots of Vic's songs, including Singing the Blues, and In a Mist, and The Jazz Band Ball, Sorry, Changes. So I'll play Georgia on My Mind. The vocal here is by Trevor Rippingale. By the way, The new Wolverine Orchestra was in Davenport for the festival last July, and they were quite successful. I will follow then the version of the Georgia on My Mind from the new Wolverine Jazz Orchestra by the original version recorded on September 15, 1930 by Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra. The vocal here is by Hoagy Carmichael. So, let's listen then to two versions of Georgia on My Mind, one from 1996 and one from 1930.
As sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams, I see the road leads back to you. Now, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet sound keeps Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. My Georgia, my Georgia, no peace I find. Just a little song keeps Georgia on my mind.
That solo by Bix is one of my favorites, and I've been thinking about Hoagy Carmichael's compositions, and of course Stardust is a legend as compositions go. However, the more I hear George on my mind, the more I like it. Now I'd like to turn to another group of young musicians, very talented. They come from Sweden. This is Paul and his gang. These guys were in Kenosha a year ago, last March, and they had mostly Swedes, but they have a Polish fellow, Dimitri Markiewicz, who plays the trombone, and a French woman, Kiki Desplat, who plays cornet. The side that I would like to play from this CD, which incidentally was recorded in 1996, and it is a stomp off CD 1329, entitled Take Your Tomorrow and Give Me Today. And the side that I would like to play is Big Boy. And then I will follow that with the original recording of Big Boy by the Wolverine Orchestra. That was October 8, 1924. So here are two versions of Big Boy, one from 1996 and the other from 1924. We'll be right back. I'm sure you all know that Bixit doubles on piano in that recording of Big Boy, and it's interesting to compare the young Bix in 1924 in Big Boy with the still young Bix in Georgia on My Mind in 1930. 6 years difference. The talent was there from the beginning. There is a little something more towards the end, at least I believe. Okay, now I would like to turn to the soundtrack of the film Bix, an interpretation of a legend by Pupi Avati, and I would like to play one recording from that CD. Incidentally, it was recorded in 1991, or at least released in 1991, and it is entitled Bix, the original motion picture soundtrack. It is an RCA number PD74766, and the side that I would like to play from this CD is Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down, and some of the musicians who are playing here are Tom Pletcher on cornet, Bob Wilbur on clarinet, Vince Giordano on bass sax, Lino Patruno on banjo, Keith Nichols on piano, and Walter Ganda on drums. I might as well give the whole composition, David Sager on trombone. And I will follow that version of Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down by the musicians in the soundtrack of the film Bix, an Interpretation of a Legend by Pupi Avati. I will follow that by the original recording by Big Spiderbeck and his gang of October 25th, 1927. So here again, two versions of Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down. One from 1990, that is the year that the side was recorded. The other from 1927.
We'll be right back.
Like to finish today's program by playing one side from Bill Challis's The Gold Cat Project, Vince Giordano and the Augmented Nighthawks. This was an LP, and it has been re-released as a CD. It's Circle CCD-118, and these, of course, the Gold Cat Project are. I talked about this some time ago in another one of the programs. Bill Challis and Vince Giordano and a number of other musicians got together and recreated the Gold Cat sound. And the side that I want to play is one that the Gold Cat didn't record. It's the Blue Room. It's a Lorenzo Hart, Richard Rodgers composition. It was shown in the Girlfriend in 1926, the musical, The Girlfriend, and I think it's a wonderful song, and this arrangement by Bill Challis for the Augmented Nighthawks is fabulous. Some of the Nighthawks here are Dan Barrett, Peter Eklund, Herb Gardner, Stan Curtis, Tom Pletcher, Jack Stocky, Dill Wellstood, Bob Wilbur, and Spiegel Wilcox. So from 1988, the Gold Cat Project, the Augmented Vince Giordano Nighthawks, the Blue Room. Thank you. get a load of that solo by Tom Pletcher with Vince Giordano slapping the bass. That was very nice, I thought. And also, did you get a load of the interpolation of singing the blues? Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.